Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and it's great to have you with us. Last week, U.S. trade negotiations with China broke down abruptly, just as all signs had been pointing to an imminent deal.
But we had a deal with China. It was 95% there. And then my representatives, as you know, Secretary Mnuchin and Bob Lighthizer, Ambassador Lighthizer, they went to China and they were told the things that were fully agreed to, we're not going to get anymore. They're going to unagree to them. That's not acceptable. I said, good, that's fine. Put on the tariffs.
President Trump there describing the breakdown and new tariffs on Chinese goods. Then Monday, China announced its own retaliatory efforts, promising that they'd, quote, never surrender in the standoff with the United States. But President Trump still thinks his administration has the upper hand and is threatening even more tariffs if China refuses to back down.
We have the right to do another $325 billion at 25% in additional tariffs. That is a tremendous amount of money that would come into our country. I have not made that decision yet.
Alex Lawson is with us. He's Law 360's senior reporter on international trade and the co-host of the Pro Se podcast. Alex, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks so much, Tanzina.
Let's break this down because we have both sides, as we just said, taking shots. It seems to be escalating.
Yeah.
Is there any wiggle room for continued negotiations at this point?
The way that both sides have structured this sort of new escalation of tariffs, they have allowed for a period of time, a few weeks, where they might be able to avoid this latest hit. China's retaliation, which was announced on Monday, yesterday, doesn't go into effect until June 1. The U.S. tariff increase that was announced on Friday, that applies to goods that left China starting on May 10th. So if you take the time on the water, it'll be a couple of weeks. So there is some time here. There's literally time to do it, but there's been time to do it. And they've gotten no closer basically to where they were in December. And now we're here in middle of May. So the prospects are not exactly bright.
And the tariffs, I mean, we see each side seems to keep wanting to outdo the other, right?
Yeah.
So let's look at what effect China's tariffs could have on our economy here in the States.
It's been a little bit mixed in terms of both sides have been strategic in the way they deploy them because they want to make a strong statement, but they don't want to throw their respective economies into chaos. But what we can say so far is that most of China's retaliation has focused on the U.S. farming sector, and the tariff increases that were announced yesterday focus on beef, pork, several commodities, corn, wheat, other things. And those are things that really send shockwaves through middle America. The Trump administration has tried to slide in and say, oh, don't worry, we're collecting tariffs and we'll use that money to bail you out. They've started to do that. The farmers who are receiving that aid have expressed a little bit of discomfort with the way it's being done. They, of course, would just rather do business on their normal course. But the discomfort, such as it is going to get a lot more pointed if we continue along this path of escalation.
And of course, as we mentioned, the president, President Trump, is promising even more tariffs. What would those look like?
Well, that would sort of move us across the Rubicon and into a new phase of this, because at the beginning of this whole U.S.-China tariff escalation that we have on our hands, the U.S. sort of chose to target a lot of industrial goods like steel parts that would are sort of either used in machinery or they're used to make other things. You're far from the point of purchase is what I'm saying. But now both this escalation that was announced on Friday and if these new tariffs take effect, you're going to see it on consumer products. And those are the types of products where we, the consumers, will feel more of those price effects because we are sort of there are fewer go-betweens in the supply chain, right? It's just like this is the product. Now we have to put it on the shelf. It's a matter of time before companies start to raise their prices to absorb that hit. Those get passed on to U.S. consumers, despite what the president continues to say. And that's sort of what we're facing here if that takes effect.
Alex, this morning, the president has been tweeting quite a bit. We selected one of his tweets to have you sort of analyze. And here's what he just won. But we can go
okay.
Further.
Yes.
He says here, in 1 year, tariffs have rebuilt our steel industry. It is booming. We placed a 25% tariff on dumped steel from China and other countries, and now we have a big and growing industry. Is that statement accurate from the president?
Kind of depends. depends on which figures you're looking at. Steel productivity is generally up, though it's not always immediately clear whether or not you can attribute that to the tariffs or whether this is the normal flow of business. Steel employment is remaining mostly flat, a couple of maybe pockets of increase or decrease here or there. I think what it glides past, though, even to the extent that tariffs have helped the steel industry with regard to people who make steel, right, it looks past the detrimental effects that it is having on the purchasers of steel, because tariffs create de facto monopolies. It reduces where you can buy your steel from, and it's raised costs for companies that use the steel to make other things, and that has effects on those supply chains. So it's, even if it's fair to say that tariffs have helped steel in certain aspects, it's only painting part of the picture with regard to whether the policy is sound or not.
Over the weekend, we had the president's economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, talk about the effect of these tariffs on Fox News. Let's take a listen to what he has to say, because it feels like it's in direct opposition to what the president is saying.
It's not China that pays tariffs. It's the American importers, the American companies that pay what in effect is a tax increase and oftentimes passes it on to U.S. consumers.
Fair enough. In fact, both sides will pay. Both sides will pay in these things.
Alex, how do you interpret that, what Kudlow's saying there?
They're trying to thread an interesting needle here, which is, it is, first of all, it is factually the case that when things are brought into the country, importers literally pay the tariffs. It's true that sometimes maybe the exporting partner might rebate you or recoup you. That is a private transaction. It happens in different ways all the time. But it's true that the importers pay the taxes, pay tariffs. I think what Kudlow is trying to say is that China will be paying, in quotes, just in terms of overall GDP losses down the line. Now, that is not the same as paying a tariff, but like paying the price for, I think, is what they're trying to say. And that is true. There's an IMF study that suggests that the tariffs will reduce China's GDP by quite a lot over the long run. But I think what that interview really revealed was an interesting schism inside the White House, because even if Kudlow is willing to say, yes, U.S. customers, U.S. businesses are bearing the burden of these tariffs, that's just something that needs to happen to get sort of longer term wins out of China. But that's not what Trump has said. Trump has sort of in tweets and other statements said, it's not just that tariffs are, you know, a bitter medicine that we have to swallow now. I like doing the tariffs. The tariffs are a sort of uniformly good thing. You're starting to see people like Kudlow, people like Mnuchin differ from him on that. And that sort of gets to an inconsistent messaging that they've had from the beginning here. Are the tariffs a means to an end, or are they the end in and of themselves?
I want to ask you a question about the markets. We know that the markets are not the economy exactly,
yeah,
but how are markets reacting to this? And ultimately, what does that tell us going forward?
I think the markets are reacting badly. I think the Dow was down 600 or so points yesterday. And that is the only, I mean, I never like to overreact too much to that. However, it's not unimportant because Trump cares about it a lot. He is forever using the stock market as a barometer for whether or not his policies are good. Many people will tell you that is not the way to conduct economic policy, but that's an issue for another day. The only thing would be if it continues in those kind of triple digit losses over a long enough time, he might, I emphasize, might feel some pressure to take a softer line with China. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but only because he puts so much stock in the market.
No pun intended.
Yeah, right. And so that would be the reason to keep watching that. The idea that if Wall Street keeps responding so poorly, he might start to listen, but that's no guarantee.
Alex Lawson is Law360's senior reporter on international trade and the co-host of Law360's Pro Se podcast. Alex, thank you.
Thank you so much.